daf of Sukkah daf Ches. The Gemara started out by telling us Amar Rabbi Yochanan Sukkah Asuya Kikivsha Nimyesh Bekefa Kadeleisha Bachav Dal Bnei Adam Ksheira Vimlav Psula. That if you have a round Sukkah, the shear of the Sukkah has to be large enough that you could fit 24 people around the circumference of the circle. So the Gemara spends a good deal of time trying to figure out how did he arrive at that number of 24 people around the circumference of the circle. So the way the Gemara goes about figuring it out is working through to the point where we figure that the circle has to be the kind of circle that would fit around a square of 4x4 amos. If you were to draw a circle around the square of 4x4 amos, and we assume like the Shita of Rebbe, that 4x4 amos is the minimum size of a square sukkah, so that's the size of a circle that would need to be kosher. Now, if you use the rules of geometry that the Gemara assumes, which is that pi equals 3, so when you have the Gemara says that kol sheyesh ba kefo shlosha tefachim yesh ba rochav tefach, for every tefach of diameter, you assume 3 tefachim of circumference, and you assume the other rule of geometry that the Gemara assumes, that kol amsa beribua amsa v'treichum shabalachsona, that when you're dealing with a square, every amma of the side of the square would equal 1.4 amos along the diagonal of the square. So if you have a 4x4 amma square, the diagonal is going to be 5.6 amos. You then multiply that by pi, and the sukkah, the circular sukkah, has to be 16.8 amos around the circumference of the sukkah. So the Gemara says that how does Rabbi Yochanan get the idea that you need 24 people to fit around the sukkah? He says that we assume that the 24 people would be sitting around the outside of the sukkah, which would mean that the diameter of the actual sukkah itself is 6 amos. 6 times 3 is 18. So he's assuming an 18 amma circumference, which is pretty close to 16.8, a little more machmir, but l'chumra lo dak, he could be a little more machmir, he could be imprecise if he's being a little more machmir than the Ikar Adin actually requires. So that's where he got that number of 24. The Gemara says that if you hold like the Rabbanan de Kisri, that the relationship between a square and the circle that's drawn around it is that ribua denafik migoi gula palga, is that there's a 50% difference between the square, the sides of the square, and the circumference of the circle, so then it would make plenty of sense to say 24 amos, 24 people which fit in 24 amos, because a 4x4 amos square has 16 amos of wall. The circle that's drawn around it, if you assume it's 50% larger, would be 24 amos of wall. The only problem is that that's mathematically completely incorrect. It's totally off to assume. So the Rabbanan de Kisri, the Dayanan de Kisri, velohi, it's just not true. Daka chazin and delahavi kulei, we see that ratio is off. So we stick with our original assumption of what Rabbi Yochanan really meant. And the Gemara tells us if you have a sukkah shel yotzim, someone who makes pottery, and he has two different areas of his hut. There's the outer hut where he sells the pottery, and the inner hut where he makes everything, and he lives there, and he sleeps there, and he eats there. So the outer one is considered a valid sukkah, and it's pater from mezuzah. But the inner one is not considered a valid sukkah because he lives there all year round, so it's not recognizable enough as a sukkah, but it's going to be chayiv and mezuzah because it's really a dira. The reason the outer one is not considered a beis shar, it's not considered to be a passageway into the inner one, is because lo kaviyah, it's not considered a kavua enough tashmish to make a beis shar. Even the inner one is not considered kavua enough that the outer one is going to be considered a beis shar to it. Then the Gemara tells us the final topic on the daf is that a sukkah's ganvach, a sukkah that's made by people or things that are not chayiv in sukkah, like Goyim, Nashim, Behema, and Kutim, is still going to be kosher. But not only that, even a sukkah's rakvash, a sukkah that's made by people who are chayiv, but a sukkah which is so temporary in nature, like a sukkah's roim, a sukkah's kayatzim, a sukkah's borgin, and sukkah's shomer peros, little huts that people make when they're out in the middle of nowhere for a short while, for a short period of time, even that is going to be considered a kosher sukkah. So both ganvach and rakvash, at the end of the day, the Gemara says, according to all the brisos, are going to be a kosher sukkah.